Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Wayne Allen Root is our guest. He's a libertarian. He's a national libertarian. He's running for the chairmanship of the Libertarian Party. And so, yeah, I'm sure if you're a part of the Libertarian Party, he'd appreciate your vote. Wayne, give us your website quickly, and then I have congratulations I want to make for you.
Go ahead. Sure. It's roots4america.com, roots4america.com. And the book is The Conscience of a Libertarian, Empowering the Citizen Revolution with God, Guns, Gambling, and Tax Cuts, the number one or number two at Amazon.com for 11 straight months.
Congratulations on that. And congratulations on your daughter, who's about to graduate from high school and go off to college. Tell the audience quickly now, because I want to get on to some other things. I want to congratulate you on an accomplishment with her. Go ahead.
Well, she's been homeschooled for life, Jim, and never seen the inside of a classroom. I think her mom and dad have done a good job because she was accepted at Harvard 2 weeks ago. And by the way, the key to the story is not just that, you know, it's amazing that the first classroom of her entire life will be inside Harvard, the world's great institution, but on top of that, she applied to all the great Ivy Leagues and all the great colleges in America, the best of the best, and she went 13 for 13. Harvard, Stanford,
wow.
Columbia, Brown, Penn, Chicago,
homeschooled every day of her
Cal
life.
Berkeley, Duke, you name it, accepted at all of them. What an amazing story. And you know what I think it proves? That we have this educational nightmare in our country, Jim, and all the teachers' unions say in response is we need more money, more money, more money, more billions. And the reality is the real answer is school choice, you know, individual rights, parental freedom.
It's all part of the issue of liberty here in America. And congratulations on your daughter. But I want to quickly, before we wrap up, tell us the difference between the Libertarian Party, and even though the Tea Party isn't an official party, and they keep saying that they're not going to be, if I had a Libertarian on one hand and a Tea Party person on the other hand, what would be the difference?
Well, I think personally, you know, as the guy who's running for the national chair of the Libertarian Party, not a heck of a lot of difference, except that the Tea Parties have been much better at sales and marketing and promotion and branding. They've done a fantastic job of getting the message out, and they've stuck to one single message, which is conservatism on the economic side, and that's what I've been arguing for 2 years. I'm a big fan of the Tea Parties. I've been telling the Libertarian Party for 2 years now that they could become the number one political party in America and win elections if they just stuck to what people care about. Money, the economy, jobs. It's the economy, stupid. That's what people care about.
And pointing out the failure of the government to, as they try to run our lives, more and more of our lives, their failure in the ability to do that. I mean, not only do they impose themselves on our lives, are they doing that more and more, but the things that they try to do, they do it very ineffectively. And I'll tell you something, Wayne, I haven't talked a lot about the Tea Party on the show. I haven't had anybody on the show from the Tea Party. I probably will in the future. I've been waiting to see how they did, but I will tell you this. The message that they have is a true bedrock American message. Their ability to do that was given to us by the founders, and any politician from any walk of any party that minimizes them or puts them down or tries to disrespect them, in my opinion, does that at their own peril.
Well, you've got me on the show, Jim, and I am a Tea Party guy, and there is no big difference, in my opinion. I'm trying to merge the Tea Parties. In my book, the reason the subtitle was the Conscience of the Libertarian subtitle was Empowering the Citizen Revolution with God, Guns, Gambling, and Tax Cuts, I explained in my book 18 months ago when I wrote it was that I believed Obama would inspire a coalition of groups that would want to take back America, and it would be conservatives and disgruntled and disillusioned Republicans.
I predicted that there would be a revolution. I didn't go into the details that you did, but I did predict in the fall of 08 that if he were elected, there would be a revolution. But here's the thing. Does your party and the Tea Party have the potential to dilute the base of the people that you and I agree with and wind up not being effective and not accomplishing what they want to accomplish?
Well, see,
is there a a potential problem with that? Quickly, 40
no,
seconds.
No, I don't think so. I think that's the whole problem, is that we keep electing Republicans who don't do what they say they're going to do, and that therefore they shouldn't be elected. You're better off throwing them out of office, Jim, than electing people who are rhinos, Republicans in name only, but actually act like Democrats. You got to elect true conservatives in the long run that will save this country. In the short run, you might cost a few Republicans the election, but who cares if once they get in office, they act like liberal Democrats who expand government.
Well said. Well done. Hey, Wayne, thanks for being here. Good job today. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Jim. Let's root for America.
That's exactly. RootForAmerica.com. Check out all the things he's got there. Congratulations on your daughter, and we're really proud of you guys. Tell Mama we said proud of her, too.
Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.